The practitioners of emotionally intelligent leadership agree that self-awareness is a cornerstone skill to develop. I offer today's experimental reading for leading, with the intent of helping you raise that self-awareness. I have a question, then a challenge. I'm hoping that tomorrow, when I will send you a link, at least 500 people will weigh in with their answer to this question. When you think about how many times you complain in a typical day, what would you guesstimate your total to be? I ask you to write that number down now, so you'll have it tomorrow. Now for the challenge. Wait. Before you hear the challenge, please write down the number to make the experiment work. Okay, here's the challenge. Start now and go for 24 hours and just monitor your mouth and your mind. Strive for a perfect 10, all positivity, or more accurately, no vocal complaining. When you're inclined to complain, which is perfectly natural, see if you can catch yourself. If you want to be a great social scientist with me, actually keep count of your inclinations to complain, whether you do in fact complain or not. Then tomorrow, I'll send you a link to a 2-question survey. All you have to do is write 2 numbers down. It will ask you what score you just wrote down. You did write it down, right? Please, it's essential to get good data for us to share with all of us in the Reading for Leading world. The survey will ask you that number. And now that you've worked for 24 hours to be aware and to silence your complaints, to again answer the question, when you think about how many times you complain in a typical day, what would you guesstimate your total to be? Not how you actually did in these 24 hours, but whether, after that 24-hour experience, you think the number you wrote down today was truly reflective, or whether you'd adjust it up because you noticed more inclination to complain than you would have thought, or adjust it down if you realized that you were actually less inclined to complain than you thought. The survey will, of course, be totally anonymous. All you need to do is write down 2 numbers. So I hope your spirit of adventurous inquiry is well in place. It's a good spirit for those who want to lead with their best self.